All right, cool. I got you the presents.
What's this?
All right. This is for Chino.
Wherever he is.
Thanks, Chino.
What's this?
Right, thank you.
So it's
I love it. You got by the double X.
No, do you know what it is? It's me. Because, okay, you know football kits?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I messaged, because it's our birthday, guys. 2 years deep.
2 years.
And when are you dropping this?
Sunday.
That's my birthday as well. You're dropping it on my birthday.
More life.
Yeah. So,
Alex, Atlas, and the
podcast. That's when I'm going to be 26.
Hey, let's not open it just yet.
Oh, man, sorry.
Just yet.
Okay.
But, so I messaged the guys from Non-League Mystery Kits.
Ooh.
And then I was like, I didn't ask for free stuff because I hate asking for free stuff. I was like, but what deal you got for me? Like, I'll put you on the pod, big bro. But then he was like, you know when a white guy says, I tell you what, mate.
Tell you what, mate. You know what you're about to
hey, you about to get in the deal of your life. If a white guy
about to sort you out, pause.
I never forget being in a pub, some nigga selling steak. Hey, at the pub, you can buy anything. You see what one of see when the Turkish man?
Yeah.
You know what he said? For you, my friend?
For you, my friend?
Mm. Extra garlic? Extra meat? Pause?
Now play.
Red cabbage?
Yeah. But yeah, so then that was like, yeah, just put your order in and then we'll get it sent out like ASAP. And, like, then you should like, actually check out the page on TikTok.
Cool.
Called, I think it's called Non-League Mystery Kits.
Okay.
I think, but I'll put in the thing.
Because I've heard of mystery kits.
Yeah, football mystery
kits. Yeah. But the thing is, yeah.
You've got to start somewhere.
No.
If it's a team I've played for, I'm going to be mad for you. Could have got this.
Wadham Lodge. I've already got that kit.
Sorry, Billy Rose.
But now I seen the other one, but I seen this, and this is... It just
real non-league,
yeah. It's like non-league. It's just
football, right there.
It was just something different in it. Yeah. So I just messaged them and they shouted it back. Yeah. And then I thought we'd do an unboxing.
So are they mystery? Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be
you any. You don't know what it is?
Okay. I don't know. I haven't opened any of them.
I'll be real. Whatever it is. You don't know. I'm gonna rock whatever it is.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Same.
100%.
I'm rocking. All right. Cool. Let Lido goes first. I'm packing.
You know what this?
By the way, there's one Pac-Man one they have on their TikTok. Yeah, a wavy one.
I think it was some Saran with some coke in it.
Okay. This nigga just got sat.
Who's this? Oh, heading to town.
That's all right, you know.
That's it.
Hey, pitcher. Hey, yeah. What? Sign the deal. Back in the game.
He's back in the game.
Back in the game, lads. Okay. But you know my deal, my what's the word?
Wages.
My wages and my thing. I don't track back. That's what I'm saying. Money demands. Leave me up there. Go shout heading to town, you know, go a couple games.
Okay.
Pitching.
Okay. Okay. This one's kind of, I can't lie, this one's kind of lively. One sec.
Go on.
It's one sec.
Do you know the team?
No, but it's got Deportivo written on it.
Oh.
Are you mad?
Deportivo La Corona, I didn't know that.
Diego Tristan. Nah, this is lively. This is lively.
What's the team name?
Check the badge.
Nah, there's a little something in here. Rossendale United.
Did you get signed?
Yeah, I got something.
Nah, hey, what? Hey, listen, shout out Rossendale United, man. This is lively. Are you crazy?
I got a program from 2001, bro.
You got the
unless this is just a, I don't actually, unless this is just some kind of program thing.
No, well, you got some,
I think
you get this, Liver's Edge.
I think ours, they put random stuff.
Oh, they put random programs. Yeah, okay, so this is actually Deportivo Galicia. I think they're like a Spanish non-league team.
Is it?
That's wavy.
That is so wavy.
Is that the camera there? Yeah. That is fucking cold.
All right, let me see.
I'm going to be rocking this very often. Yep. I can't lie.
I'm going to see what my one is.
On league day, we're rocking.
Yeah, right. This is fucking cold.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's called a non-league football shop. That's what it's called. But, yeah. Let me see my one.
That's cold, I can't lie.
No, shout out non-league.
That just got me in the double X.
That green, that turns me to something.
Hey, they about to see me swagged out.
Slime.
Which one I got?
You should have got me a triple X.
Wait. I got Chaddington, Labour, Omnia, Vincent. I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. I've never heard of them, mate.
Gin and juice.
Who?
I said gin and juice. That's cold.
Gin and juice.
That's all right, cold.
But yeah, I called Chino and I said I'm going to unbox his... today on the pod. That's why I said leave it here because I'm putting it here.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So Chino's one. Chino's one. Chino's one looks decent. I don't understand why Ludo was struggling with the packaging.
My bad.
Chino's one. He's got East Sterling, Sterlingshire.
That's a Scottish team.
Is it?
Okay. That's all right, you know?
Yeah, decent.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But decent vibe. Put that there.
Chino.
Like his dad. Put man on the shirt.
18, you know? Fuck me.
This is Chino right here. How about now? Anyway. Yeah, love to the guys.
Shout out to them, man.
Big
love, man.
Big love man. That's serious, man.
How long have you been in tune with them? How long have you known about them?
For about probably like a month now. They just came up on my
on your feed.
Yeah, and I was like,
what on TikTok or Gram?
TikTok.
Cool.
And I was like, yeah, this is wavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, let me shout them for this episode, and they came through. And
they're lit.
Yeah, that's lit, man.
Yeah, serious. But obviously, I had to support small businesses.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Cost me an arm and a leg, guys. I'm going broke. Nah, but yeah, these are lit.
Nah, that's cold, man. I'm fucking with it. I'm going to be rocking that, definitely.
But yeah, you know, it's 2 years deep in.
Yeah, that we're doing, just rock non-league kits now. We'll just keep it man exclusive.
Yeah.
But I can't lie, next episode, I'm not revealing what, but I'm wearing an international kit.
Is that retro? Is that retro?
Come on, dog, you know me.
Yeah. Retro, yeah. Remember my 1872. Record of segregation.
That's an 1872.
But now, I was saying, yeah, 2 years deep is actually crazy because I feel like
time is flying, though.
I feel like this is our first year. When video came in,
it feels different.
Like rebirth kind of thing.
Like it feel once we started doing video. I feel like
things spiraled quickly, innit?
Yeah, and plus it just feels more real.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the first year we was just messing about, like, kind of thing. Yeah.
We still are kind of messing about.
No, we are 100% messing about.
It was more experimental than I just
We didn't have a fucking learn. Yeah.
But the thing is, it was like you kind of have to do that to take the temperature, innit, Carl? Yeah. It was like we had a bunch of episodes and a bunch of, like, funny sound bites and stuff, but a lot of the time I would get shit and it'd be like, yo, don't know who's who.
Yeah.
Need vision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my thing was that, bro, I used to just love rocking up wearing like a t-shirt and like whatever.
Yeah, I remember going up to the studio just like in my pajamas.
Yeah, bro.
But now I'm like trying to look presentable.
Yeah, man.
But I think,
like, I'm pretty sure one time I recorded like a vest and shorts.
Yeah.
Rago.
Like Joe Budden sitting in his front room doing that.
But that's the thing. But I feel like doing that, we built like a core, like listeners on that spot.
Yeah.
People 100%. Actually want to listen instead of just watching my pretty face.
Yeah.
You agree?
I don't know about yours.
Someone actually hit me the other day and was like, you know, on your TikTok, why is it that every single clip you guys post, the thumbnail is Alex? I go, that nigga Bobby Brown.
He's not doing the editing. That is not true.
I said that nigga Bobby Brown.
He's not doing the editing.
That is not true.
Do you know the only time is any one of us when he's stitching us up.
Yeah, that is never true.
And I'm the one with the ego.
If you go on the TikTok, if you look at all the thumbnails, it's Alex.
If you see it, I always spread it out. And the main person I look out for is Chino. The meme, because he's
on the TikTok right now and look at all the thumbnails. It's all you. All right,
cool,
bro.
It's all you. I'm gonna do it as well. You look at all the thumbnails, broski. All
right, cool. I'll go by name on the last one. So,
just search the TikTok page, yeah.
You see,
and legit, just look.
So I'm seeing my internet.
Okay, I'm just gonna go.
Read by name.
Okay, no. I'm gonna go by name.
Read it by name. Yeah.
From the top. From the top. Alex. Chino. Alex. Jake. It's a shaka his not because of the episode. Alex. Ludo. Chino. Alex. Chino. Ludo. Alex. 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 Sharif and Tukas, I'm James Beattie, Alex, Jake, Rory Delap, Alex and Mo, Mo and Olan, Jem, Alex
bro,
and Tukas.
You're not beating this case, bro.
Bro,
it's all you.
Is that not fair?
No.
How many times? Are you the
main guy? No. But
Alex's name.
But I'm saying, is that not sporadic?
It's not.
Bro, how are you? But you like acting like it's Alex.
I said my name once. I don't think I said my name once.
Hey, that's true.
I don't think I said my name once. I didn't say my name once. Wow. I can't see myself here.
Okay, maybe.
You're washing me out.
Okay, maybe you've got a case.
I'm putting a case in.
You got the second case. You've got the second case.
I'm putting
the
case in.
Minister, you know you fucked up.
Hey, you know the ones with your girl where you plead guilty to the lesser case? I didn't cheat, but I DM'd her. I didn't fuck her.
They don't stack charges. Yeah. Okay, they only do that in
America, bro.
I didn't fuck her.
I tried to cheat. She curved me.
She said no.
But you know when niggas say like it's easy to move to a chick when you got a shorty because it's like if you there's no pressure.
Yeah. If I miss,
like, if you miss, okay, I'm going back home.
I know exactly who said that.
You?
No.
There's actually someone who said it, and I say it off camera. I'm not saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but you hear it all the time, though.
But there's someone specific I got in my brain. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
I don't want to bait him out because he's living a good life now. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you know this episode is it's sad boys.
Part two.
It's sad boys.
We're in our feelings.
I just wanted to do this episode because I feel like I'm actually sad.
Same.
Like I'm being dead serious. I think that's on Monday. I sat in bed and I was just there doing nothing. Like I was legit in the dumps. And Tuesday I was like, "Yo, what the fuck was that about?" I was like, "Come on."
It happens sometimes.
You see when you have to brush yourself off and you be like, "Yeah, I'm a real nigga." Like,
word, man.
Fuck was that?
I'm him.
But sometimes being a real nigga ain't enough, bro.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Once it gets 2 days in a row, that's when it starts to get alarming.
But the only thing is that as I've gotten older as well, I've learned that like sometimes when you feel that, you have to just let yourself feel it. You get me? Like it's not always
be in it. No.
It's not always productive to force yourself out of that funk, innit?
Obviously, yeah.
It's not good to like mope around and wallow, but sometimes you have to let yourself go through.
You'll go through those emotions. Yeah, man. It's part of being human, innit? It's part of being human.
That's what I'm saying.
And also, I really didn't enjoy this last episode. We got shit-faced drunk.
Chino threw up all over himself.
It was ridiculous. Me and Alex falling on, like, you know,
everywhere.
Yeah. But Alex, I can't remember. I can't remember what Alex, because I can't remember half of the night.
But
today we're doing it sober.
I said I've stopped drinking. I think I've actually stopped drinking full time.
His doctor said he stopped drinking because of the antibiotics.
You saying for what?
The antibiotics.
You got a little something?
Wait. I was watching Peaky Blinders. I just started, the first season where he tries giving his...
to Billy Kimber.
And then...
Dirty whore.
Yeah. Then he was like, stop. She's got the clap. Syphilis. I was like, I'll take those charges.
That's crazy. You finished season one yet?
Yeah. Good stuff, man. I can't lie.
Fucking Kimber.
I can't lie. Well, but who's going to go first?
I'll go first. Let me get my first bar first, innit? Let me start off with
Sad Boys FM.
Sad Boys FM. Okay, let me start off.
We're not drinking, but if you're listening, pour something.
Yeah, pour something up, you know, get ready. Let me start because obviously it's that time. It's how it goes. Okay, Drake just dropped, so I'm going to do a Drake. Just start with Drake. They say all your old girls got somebody new, and they say, damn, really? Even Rosemary, even Leanne Silly. So you know that one's there, bro. All your things, all your hoes, they got someone new. They've left you, they've moved on. What's going on, man?
Why have you done this?
Hey, you don't have to start like that, man. You're preying her thing. She's on dates, but she's not showing a nigga's hand. We see the roly shining.
Hey,
see the roly shining. Your head's gone.
Oh, man.
Your head's on the moon.
People that know me will know why I'm laughing.
God.
No, what, with the next line?
No, go. Why are you laughing?
Nigga, I ain't just spilling the beans to the
world.
God damn, when that dropped, I was really missing
her. Hey, man.
But
it's quite selfish of them to do that to me.
It's very selfish for women to move on. I've deeped it. I just deeped it.
You're not allowed to move on.
Like, what's going on? You know the ones where the worst one is, when you try to work things out.
And you're not able to.
And wait, and you think you lot are going good.
Yeah, and then she's just sick of you.
And then one day she cuts you off.
The thing is sometimes, you have to understand something as well, is that we joke about, but like, all genders do this, right? You got people on standby.
Oh, 100%. You got
people on standby.
People in the tuck, man.
Like, I'm not gonna say his name. It might rhyme with Shake. But like, I remember him telling me a story. Yeah, he's like talking to this girl for a few weeks, and then like, overnight.
Yeah.
Like, as in, he put the phone down. I went to sleep. Woke up the next morning.
Also, next morning, Rose is my man. Yeah.
Yeah.
See that, bro? It's part of the game, man. Nah, I'm gonna get slimed.
No, I've been there. But the thing is, I always tell people, the game is 360. I've been on the other end of like chilling with a babe and she's texting her man like, and she's showing me like the paragraph he's sending and hey.
You're like, that nigga lame.
Yeah, that nigga a bozo. But I have probably sent a text message to a girl saying, yo, we need to work this out. And she showed another man, look at this bozo.
Bro,
but
also, you've been out on a date with a girl, but you take her home, but she's not getting home.
Aye.
Get dick, bro.
Aye.
You've been on both sides, bro.
I've been on both sides, but the good thing about it, is me not knowing.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you're a woman and you're doing me dirty, just don't let me find out because...
What I don't know won't hurt me.
Yeah, and like, If I find out and now I'm in jail because things are burning down, like, I think I'll go crazy.
I'm an arsonist.
I feel like I'll go crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel like that will spark my actual villain era.
Do you know, it's so crazy, and I swear I wish I was making this up, yeah? I have a villain origin story, but it's so traumatic I don't remember it. it pops into my brain every so often. Like, I remember even the other day I was at work and I come out the toilet, washing my hands. I looked in the mirror in it and it popped into my brain. I was like, I'm going to write this down so I don't forget it. And then I forgot to write it down and it just...
Yeah. That might be CTE, bro.
It might be. But it's
not like I blocked it out. You know, actually, he's got some deep mental, but he's like, his head's been banging.
Oh, man.
What bar you got?
Ah, shit. I got a bar, but it's from Brent Fires. Yeah,
of course.
But he ain't released it. But
how'd you get it? You real?
No.
You know what? You listen to the snippet over and over.
You see them SoundCloud snippets, yeah. But basically, Brent Fires goes, "Darling, I don't wish you well. When you ain't with me, I want you crying." I said, "Yeah,
I hear it."
I said, "Yeah,
I hear it."
I said, "You know
what? I want the world for you. I want the world for the best for you. But if you're not with me,
all right, cool.
Go to hell, bro.
Everyone sent off that." If you don't want to be with me, I just hope you're doing well. Like,
your happiness is my priority.
Yeah. And
as long as you're happy.
Every time I send that off, I'm lying. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to you. Like, I do want women crying over me. I think.
You're going to be happy with me.
Yeah, I don't. You see when they're posted up with their new boo?
Ugh.
And you're just like, lame.
Lame.
Hey, that nigga doing better than you. He's doing better than you in every way.
Every aspect.
Got a better job than you. Got his own yard. Got his own car.
Like, you don't talk about, like,
you listen to her? Lame.
Lame ass nigga.
You reassure her? Lame.
You know when people say shit like, oh, you downgrade on a red tat, but it's like the person that they're with is making them happy in a way you couldn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's say, for instance, me, right? If like my ex was to move on with another brer, and let's say, for instance, I'm bigger than him, I'm flyer than him, whatever. At the end of the day, she's with him and not me.
Yeah.
And like, I gotta hold that.
You know what it is?
I gotta hold that.
You know what it is? I always say this, yeah? As a priority with being with me, don't go around and this guy is some lame guy. Like, not even like lame as he's like, oh, he's a nerd, but he's just some bozo. Like, everyone thinks this about me. But like, you see when your ex gets with someone, like, you're thinking him. And now you and him are swimming in the same pool.
Bro, like, the thing is, like, it works both ways because there's probably shorties that you've spoken to or Elliot's spoken to.
Yeah.
And then they've been like, yo, I spoke to my man. And they're like, huh?
Yeah, the game's 360.
That goofy.
Everything's 360.
I was reading this book the other day, a short story the other day. And the bruv was talking about how he broke up with his girl. Well, his girl was kind of cheating on him, innit?
Kinda.
But like, he wasn't kind of, but okay, basically.
Just fucking dick? Basically, he was like,
you know, I'm not one of these dudes, like, I got a tough heart kind of thing. But one time I was talking to my ex and she was saying this dude she met on Wall Street is a hard worker. And that broke my heart. And then a few weeks later, she left me for him. And I'm just like, bro, like, people, I said this on the podcast before, like, women are always trying to level up. Like, women want to level up on
you. All right,
like,
cool. Should I tell you a personal experience with me? Let me open up a little bit.
That's what we're here for.
Hey, if you're listening, pour a drink for me.
Also, I would say heartbreak has made me want to level up as well. Pain, like, I want to go, okay, cool.
But
I think
because when that happens to me, bro, I'm a submarine.
My next bar is even more than that. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so me, I remember chilling with this girl. She's playing some music. I was like, who's this? She's like, oh, so-and-so. I was like, oh, whatever.
If this
long story short,
ends with her dating him.
Wait, long story short, 2 years later, she posted up. She's getting married to the guy.
I'm gonna ask you off camera if it's who I think it is.
Bro, my head was spun. I was like, I could spin him. But nah, like,
I'm a better rapper than him. He ain't got bars like I do.
Realistically, man, I ain't got no bars. But I was like, you download dirty bitch.
You know what's so crazy? I've got a lyric this lyric's from Neo, yeah? He goes, I'd love to talk to you in person, but I understand why that can't be. I'll leave you alone for good, I promise, if you answer this one question for me. I just wonder, do you ever think about me?
I'm kind of what's the word? Is it arrogant or like
you got big headed, so you think your shorty's always
thinking, very big headed when it comes to it. Like I'm always chilling. And I'm like, yeah, I know she's thinking about me randomly.
I don't have delusion, but
I tell people I'm the most deluded person ever. Like, I don't understand.
No matter how it ends, I know you're thinking about me.
But the thing is, it's to do with my past of fucking up and getting another chance. And I always think I can just get another chance.
Because it's happened.
But women don't have a cutoff line. They either give you one or 17. But you don't know.
Yeah, there's no in between. Yeah, but you don't know how many they're gonna give you until you start playing that game.
And it's like,
and you look, you gotta play the game to find out.
Yeah,
is that putting your hand on the hot stove, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I gotta touch the stove just to see if I still hurt a little.
Test temperature. Still hurt? Man, it's not falling off.
But yeah, now women are very technical in that area, man. I'm still trying to figure it out.
But that's the thing with women is that, like, when a woman's truly done with you, broski, woman's done with you. When she's truly done with you, like, when she decides into her brain, because she can say she's done with you and not really mean it.
Yeah.
Like, she can want to be done with you, but all you got to do is, all you got to do is sweet her a little bit. But when she decides, I'm finished.
When the line's been drawn.
Yeah, yeah, there's no going back.
There's only one woman that's been truly done with me. And I don't think I can ever contact her to this day because she's gone. You see, when a woman's low-key, one of them low-key babes where she could just change her number because she's only giving it out to like 10 people. She's got a low-key Insta, she can flog that off. Email, I didn't have the email, but when she disappeared, but other than that, I don't leave on bad terms with people. So the door's not closed, but it's not open. It's just...
Broski, it's best to just close the door more time.
I can't.
Especially just close the door.
There was one tweet today. Someone said it to me. Like, I ain't got hoes. They got me.
They pull up on me. I don't pull up on them.
I'm a victim. You know what I mean? Yeah. You see, when a girl
wants to ride this roller coaster again, they call me.
How am I meant to say no?
My mom would say no. But my ex regret the day she never left me. I know Annie wish she never took a plan B. I bet Rochelle she wish she would have picked up the phone more.
I bet that's Kerr.
No, it's Fredo Bang. Fuck the world.
Man, that's
Fredo Bang.
Yeah.
You the fuck's Fredo Bang?
You don't know. I know that's niggas.
Hey, but
it's Fredo Bang.
I don't know.
He's from Louisiana.
That's from all I see.
Niggas listen to anyone.
He's on the NBA Young Boys ops, but you know. But you know, that's a stunt, like, bro.
Say it again.
I bet my ex regrets the day she ever left me. I know Annie wish she never took a plan B.
Oh man.
I bet Brichelle wish she would have picked up the phone more. They're saying, bruv, look.
Yeah, you guys missed out. Yeah.
Missed out.
Yeah.
You should have had my kid, but actually left me, and you should pick up the phone more. But now I'm here. I'm that nigga. You're seeing this. You're hating it, bruv. Sad boys, bruv. But low key, I still have feelings for you guys because I'm still speaking about you.
One of my.
100%.
I'm stunning on you, but I still got feelings for you.
Yeah.
One of my old girls messaged me and was like, my kid should have been yours. I said, hold on. Like,
I got the same message.
I was like, hold on, damn. I was like,
I have never gotten
it. I was like, damn.
I was going to say, we probably went to got that far.
me,
they wouldn't have existed.
Me and Lido messing with the same woman.
Crazy. Imagine your mum's got two baby dads in there, Lido and Alex. That is crazy. That is crazy. See those kids. If those kids make it, I swear to God, they deserve Nobel Peace Prize.
Hey, fuse me and Ludo together. We got a little tricky... a middle winger, a little Pogba set
with ADHD, bro.
One track back.
That kid not gonna be able to sit still for 30 seconds.
Oh,
he'd be tapping his foot.
End up in jail at 6 years old, bro.
cool. My one is Future. Mm-hmm. It's like he just says it's a short line. He's like, go and fuck that nigga and get over with.
Hey, yes. Petty bag.
I swear.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
Out of that bar, what'd you get out of that
bar? Do you know what reminds me of? Yeah, I remember I was talking to this shorty a while ago. Yeah. And we kind of like, we hadn't stopped talking, but I was just going through some shit. And like, I kind of distanced myself from her a little bit, but like, arms length in it, like I wasn't really seeing her or talking to her much. And then when it all kind of came to a head and we had it out and made up, but like in the time we hadn't spoken, I was like, yo, look, whatever, bro, whatever, cool. She's like, yeah, like, went on a date. I was like, you what? Yeah. So I beg your pardon.
Excuse me.
You did what?
You did what?
Masha, can you
repeat the
I could feel my heart in my kneecaps. Yeah. I could legit, I bent my knee and my chest started hurting. I could feel my heart in my kneecaps. I said, you did what?
Nah, man.
I said, you did what? I couldn't believe it.
Nah, the thing is, yeah, when, have you ever been in that space with a girl where you're not together, but you're still kind of sleeping with each other.
Yeah.
But you two both know you're not together.
Yeah.
And then you come
low key, you got out, innit?
But then you're very close with it, and you're like, oh, so what's going on? Da da da. And then like you talk, but then that first conversation about her talking to another guy is like, it's like, damn, I still love her.
Yeah.
And then it's like, go on, whatever. And you just have to play it cool.
Yeah.
But when it's not like that, and it's just like, yeah, like I went on a date. When a woman's so honest with you, it's weird, but I respect it. Now I know, not where I stand. Like now I know, oh shit, like I was already seeing other women, but we can talk about it.
Oh my God.
But I'm not gonna go back to back on stories like,
yeah.
I went out.
Yeah, you know, I'm different doing that.
Because when I find out, oh yeah, he picked me up in the Rolls Royce, and I'm like, I'm still on the bus.
I do that.
I could put the stars on the bus for you.
And give you a piggyback. Yeah. I'm a strong dude. Like
I can run quick.
I can piggyback you.
I can draw two R's together.
Bro.
I'm done.
Oh, fuck, I didn't get over it.
Yeah, nah, but yeah, do you know what?
You told me to. I didn't mean it.
You know what, yeah. When I heard that, it's like, sometimes, yeah, like you ever know who's next in line for your girl?
Sometimes you have an inkling, innit?
Yeah, but so do you have that? It's like, if I fuck up, he's cleaning up, but you can't say anything because
it's only you see it.
Yeah.
But I told you this guy, I told you, I mean, there's a story. One of my close brethren, he's actually coming tomorrow. You'll meet him, yeah? I'm not going to tell you who it is.
No.
But the nigga was dating a shorty and her best friend, whatever. He was like, I don't like that nigga. Mm-hmm.
He's scheming.
Oh, whatever. No, he's my friend, whatever. They break up. Now she's had this child. And it's just...
Bro, do you know how many do you know what annoys me as well? Is when it's like, you know it, yeah? And then now it's got to the point where she knows you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now she's trying to downplay it. Like, I hate that.
I tell you this.
I hate, he's so annoying.
Women, listen, women create...
Look, bro.
Women create gaslighting as a way to criticize us for our behavior. Cool. They're way better at it than we are.
Bro, they are very techie with it.
They're so, because I feel like with men don't bring nitpick as much as women.
Yeah.
Women are very nitpicky because women don't see things as black and white as men do. Men, I feel like men are very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Where women are kind of a bit more, they kind of see the gray areas and situations.
I feel like a woman will call it out, but a man will need all the facts.
Yeah, he's gonna need the full dossier.
Yeah.
Like this. And he's going to hand it over and be like, here's the evidence.
I need the sex tape. Literally. I need the sex tape.
I need to see her arched.
Yeah, I need to see it all.
They'll pick up one follicle left of the crime scene.
Yeah.
We've got a case here, guys.
Literally. But usually the case crumbles eventually. That's what I always say.
Like of evidence.
But it's like, yeah.
But they might be right.
Yeah.
But
and there's also this one thing. There's three categories. Because women do this thing, yeah? We're like...
We really hating on women right now. I love that for us.
No. you know the nigga's feeling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're telling me these stories, you know the nigga's feeling you.
Come on.
I hate that, man.
Yeah.
But you're saying, oh no, but okay. You're either stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oblivious.
That could be one. I don't ever give them the doubt of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Or naive.
It's very naive. No, there's a fourth one.
You know and you don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you are keeping him there at arm's reach. Yeah. You're not letting him go.
But the thing is, warm up. You're coming on.
Yeah. 75th minute. Yeah.
Stay warm.
That's it, stay warm.
It's 75th. Ludo's looking a bit tired.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't take him off. He might come up with a goal.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, just in case.
That, they literally tell man to warm up. Could be the 90th minute. And Ludo pulls his hammy 94th minute. All right, go on, get in there. You're fucked. You are fucked. But like women and gaslighting, they do it well, man. I can't lie.
What's your like peanut butter and jelly? It's your turn.
I've got just, this is just a classic one. You guys are going to recognize this one straight away. If you finally met a man that's going to put her first, while I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping because when her heart breaks, no, it'll break even.
Oh.
Well, who said it?
The script's in it. You've heard that song, man. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
No.
You heard that song?
The script done. The man that can't be moved.
Yeah.
But I'm not deep in his bag. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But nah,
from that bar, what'd you get out of it though,
bro? We've all been there, yeah. Where you and your shorty break up, and you're having the time of your life. You're living good.
Yeah.
You've gone into your little black book.
Yeah.
You get me, yo. Where the hell is that?
The old. You see when you get the old black book.
Bro, yeah. You got to blow it off.
Old reliable.
You got to blow it off. You hit up all your whatever. This one's got a man. That one's got a man. You left that one on hold for too long. That one's pregnant. Mm. That one passed away.
What?
I was just like,
that one's got HIV
that
now.
That was just like, oh, and then you check your social media. You stumble upon now she's happy and that. Mm. Like it's been 2 months,
yeah.
Right? Because it's always the thing where men are up at the beginning. Men are up, yeah, women are down here.
Yeah.
Give it a month.
Flip.
The roles reverse. Now you're wallowing because you get me. You're empty. Mm-hmm. Alcohol won't fill it. Yeah. Like women,
you're not healing properly.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks of breaking up with your girl is the best time of your life.
After that, bro, you hit like a ton of a brick. That depression.
Bro, my nigga, you see the abyss? The abyss is so deep.
You see darkness.
The abyss is so deep. See that nigga on TikTok with a flashlight? I need one of those. The abyss is so deep.
Bro, I swear to you, like, you be out every weekend. You got honeys, whatever. You're just having the time of life. Fourth week?
Yeah, when you're alone, when the turn-up starts going down.
Yeah.
When you're here in the group chat, when we heading out, I'm out with the missus. Yeah. Chill.
Busy, you got work deadlines. Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Now you got to be by yourself in your thoughts.
Yeah, you're thinking.
That's when it gets you.
That's when you're just chilling, like, oh, damn, I did a dirty, like. Let me call her. Nah. Yeah. And then your team.
We've all done that though. We've all sent a message that as soon as we've hit send, we're like,
why did I do that?
You see the best one? You send a message and you run away.
You throw your phone. That's your phone.
You just start washing dishes for no reason.
You're thinking like me, I'm starting a game of FIFA.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I'll take a shower for no reason. Bro. I was like, all right, cool. All right.
Put your phone on D&D.
Yeah.
And you start doing housework.
The worst thing is, yeah, when you come back after an hour and it's still no reply.
Man, it's gone.
I remember one time, I sent one of those texts early on before a football match. We warmed up, played the game, team talk, got changed, went to get food, and she still hadn't replied.
Yeah,
My head was so far in the sky.
I can't. How do you even concentrate during the game? My head would have been lost.
My head was all over the shop. Shocker.
Fair play.
All over the shop.
I don't know if to like, you know.
Playing football with heartbreak, you know when a guy has heartbreak.
That's why I ain't going to hold Brady.
Fair enough.
Not only the nigga 45, but that nigga supermodel wife just left him. Look, man, I'm not going to hold him. That nigga playing like garbage. I ain't going to hold him.
Niggas know, you been at work with a heartbreak. Nigga.
I can't do anything.
I don't know what I'm doing here right now.
But I don't know my job title.
Yeah, nigga.
Just sitting there. You right, mate? Huh?
You spend the whole shift on autopilot. You probably press about two words. You're thinking, damn, I got to finish this when I get back home. Yeah. But nah, man,
It's me, back again.
Fucking
I ain't stopped loving old girl yet, but I know I should. Boston Richie, where you been?
What was the last line?
I ain't stopped loving old girl, but I know I should.
Oh.
That was his name. That was his thing.
But I ain't stopped loving old girl yet, but I know I should.
We all have that one.
You know, for some reason, you just can't get out, like, your feelings. They just don't go. Yeah. No matter what happens, they just don't go.
Let me tell you this one time, this is a while back.
And I think usually with girls, you're mad, cool, wonderful. But for some reason, she has that, like, that soft spot that, that, you know, like,
but
other girls could never get away with it, but she gets away with it.
Yeah.
The thing is,
heads on the moon.
The thing is, when a,
and you know what's happening, but you can't stop it.
Yeah, you
there's
know,
always, you, there's always one you're just drawn to, no matter what.
You know when a girl, like, she knows that you love her, like,
she
can play with you.
Play.
I remember this one time, my ex hit me up and sent me a message. She's like, do you want to fuck? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, just checking if I still have you.
Oh, man.
Yo.
You got big played. Facts. You got played.
I'm storming around the house. I'm like, fuck, she's got me. You're like, ah.
Reel him in.
That's crazy. She's just thinking, oh, that's crazy.
She's like, just checking in. Ain't heard from her since.
She's dropping her hands like Birdman. That's crazy.
That's what you once said to me, bro. I know if you get a girl, you still cheat her with me.
Ah, bro, when.
Did you deny it?
I tried to change the subject.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
man. I might tell you a joke, but I'll never tell you a lie.
That's crazy.
I'm done. Whose turn is it next?
You.
It's me. Yeah. God damn. Oh shit. Oh shit. My one is my one's not a lyric. It's a meme video.
Go on.
You see that video of that guy where he's crying with his girl and he's like, "Let me eat your pussy one more time."
Oh my god. What, that go out of a bang sex? I hear it.
Do you know what it is?
That's a go out of a bang. Bro, we banging, all right?
Yeah. I don't even want sex. I just want to eat it.
I just want to eat it.
I'm a munch.
I promise I'll be gone. You're just sitting there.
I'll be out your hair.
please have a coochie.
You ain't even got to take off your t-shirt.
Just a smidgen of coochie, please.
Oh, that's so crazy. He's starving.
The guy was crying. No, I think she was even wiping his tears.
That's so crazy. I love that video. But you see that video of the girl crying in the car and she's got like the tears on her neck and that?
Nah.
You see that video, man? What? The shorty posts like a TikTok of her and her man and then they break up and she's driving in her car and she's recording herself. She's literally got a puddle of tears in her neck. You've seen the video, you just don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I would have to find it and send it to you. She got a puddle of tears like sitting in her neck. It's crazy.
Nah, man, I swear. No, going on a long drive on a heartbreak.
I've been there, by the way. I ain't shaming.
Hey, Drake, take care. You just gotta, you know what? You have to sing. I always find it. When I find like a sing-along song, that's when I got Mary J. Blige, No More Drama on. It's just like, you're just, no more
see, Uncle, drama. I was gonna say Uncle. See Auntie Mary.
Mm.
She got a lot of bangers, man.
What?
She got a lot of bangers, man. For
every
occasion, even.
Timeless.
We all know Ice better when they're going through something.
No, 100%.
I'm praying on their downfall. You know it is.
You know the vibes.
I need good music.
Hey.
Alice.
It's Alice time.
Yeah. Oh, motherfucking.
Which one I got? Okay, cool. This. I'm so tired of lying and kissing. I'm so sick of falling in love. I'm bugging. Let me start from
this. This nigga can't read.
No, it's the way. It's the way.
He can't be the case.
I can read. Of course, I can.
I listen to the classes.
It's just the way.
Today, nigga.
You're so funny about this, yeah. He's gonna make this into a TikTok.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so tired of lying and kissing. I'm so sick of falling in love. I'm so tired of swinging and missing. I'm no good at falling in love.
I hear that last bar. Yeah. You ever just deep? Yeah.
Getting in your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always.
I'm the biggest getting my own way.
Now, I always feel like, I always tell people, growing up, I never imagined myself getting married. I imagined myself having kids, mm-hmm. but I was like, I don't want a relationship.
If you asked me when I was 12 years old, I'd have told you by 23, I'd be married with 3 kids. I'm 26 in 2 days. I got no kids.
Yeah.
I got nothing. But I got nothing.
But that's the thing. It's like, but yeah, I said growing up, I've always had like my two parents show me like a good relationship still together. I think they were on like, I think something like 40 years.
Yeah.
And then, I never saw that for myself though. That's how it was.
Oh yeah. For me, it's very different. I saw it right in front of me. And I was like, I don't want it. Like, not that I don't want it. I don't
see myself doing that.
Yeah. And it gets to the point where it's like, yo, I always ask myself, I've never said this to people. I'm coming out the closet. I think I'm ready for an open relationship.
No, I can't do that.
I told you why.
Do you want me to tell you exactly why I can't do that? Let's say, for instance, you're doing an open relationship thing. And cool. Because you know, people always, when they talk about this open relationship thing, they always talk about like the whole, you're going to be with a girl, whatever, but she's going to be fucking and sucking other niggas and red. They're like, cool, whatever. Do you know what's going to get me? You call my phone and I'm busy. I don't answer, whatever. And then like you get home and I'm like, oh, where you been? It's like, oh, I went shopping with such and such. Like,
oh.
She's all like doing activities and that.
Oh, I get.
Doing the quality time thing. You see that?
Yeah. That's where that will fuck me up. But I've always seen, I think it's because I've been in like, I haven't been in a relationship for, I think I was like 18, coming up to like 8 years. Like an actual, like, no, like call someone like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
No,
can I dig on to ask that bitch in the nest, man?
No. I swear to you, I couldn't call someone. Last time I could call someone, my girlfriend was 18.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
so I know a couple of girls would disagree, but let's go.
Yeah. You could ask them. I'd be like, I hear him with that. Like, you ain't my girlfriend. But the thing is, yeah, it was more of like, where was I going? But yeah, like doing the activity stuff, that will kill me. But I've always said, like, being in just like seeing people, the physical stuff, I don't tie that down to a relationship. I don't know what it is, like, I'm cool with or without sex. It's not my main thing. Like, I don't get jealous over that kind of thing. Like, I've been in like situations where she's fucking someone else, I'm fucking someone else, but we're very cool.
You know what home is?
Kinda, but we're not. She's not my girlfriend though.
Yeah,
she's just home base for the minute.
Yeah,
but
bro said home base.
No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Paying 40.
I didn't get the mortgage. I'm running it out, kind of thing.
Cool. Airbnb. Yeah. Alright, cool. Back to me. You said that you need someone who's constant before you go cut your other options. You know that I got commitment issues, but I'm way too honest when I'm with you. Leave it then.
said you want someone more constant. Yeah. You know that's not you, but. Hey, that's the worst thing when a babe only wants consistency.
That's it. And you can't provide
even hard.
Bitch, you asking for too much.
It's not hard, but my brain for some reason just allowed me to do it.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's like, I feel like everyone just goes through it where you're just like, you're so good with a girl, like 2-3 days, and then you snap out of it where you're probably concentrating on your own life goals or whatever, and then it's just like, oh shit.
My wife.
Yeah.
Like, it's the house keys or something.
But sometimes you actually forget you're in a situation. Like, oh shit, I got to deal with someone else.
Yeah,
another whole human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally like having a kid. Like, not even just having a girlfriend, having a partner, whether you're a girl or a guy, it's like having another kid. Like, we all know when you're have a girlfriend, nigga, you checking up if she's eaten, like she's six.
Yeah.
Have you ate today? She's like, yeah, I had some coffee at 6 a.m. It's 6 p.m.
I had a coffee and a Rivita. Nigga, if you don't go get some mashed potatoes, and like
12 hours.
Get some carbs.
You got to deal with obviously eating mood swings and all that.
Bro, a woman stands up. Oh, I'm so lightheaded.
You've not eaten all day.
It's like, it must be my period. Like, when's the last time you eating? I don't know. This morning.
Bro, I remember when I was dating when me and my ex was together ages ago, right? She was anemic, and she was like really, the thing is she had no problem eating, but she wasn't eating like the food she needed to like
help. The right food,
yeah.
So the doctor was like, okay, look, just take these pills like 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Was a vitamin D.
It was like one when you wake up before breakfast, one during the day, and one with your last meal of the day or something like that. Right, and she was a very healthy girl. Like, used to cook a lot, and used to go to the gym and stuff. And then I remember, like, but she would always complain that she was lightheaded. And I was like, "Have you taken the medication?" And she was like, "No." And I was like,
"There you go."
Wait. You see, when like you said that, I bet she looked at you crazy. Like, what does that have to do with
she
anything?
Was like, she was like, "No," and I was
stupid.
Like,
stupid.
Why? She was like, but it'd be times where I'd be like, where she'd be like to me. I've been taking my medication today. And I was like, I'm thinking, so you know you haven't taken it. It's not like you've forgotten.
Do you know?
Because you've acknowledged you ain't taking it.
Some women do this thing, yeah, they're like, oh, I haven't taken my medication, and they're just like, I'm so silly.
No, it wasn't like that. She would just say it bare matter of fact, because she was very matter of fact. She was like, I haven't taken my medication today. And I was like, we'll take it then.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, eh. And I'm just like, what do you want me to do? Like I'm like, if we're out and you pass out, I'm going to act like I don't know you. I'm sorry. I'm going to pretend I don't know you. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy.
You should have taken them pills, bitch.
Don't say that out loud. You should have taken them
pills. That would look crazy.
Hey, yo. Call the police.
Huh? Yeah. I didn't mean it.
Oh,
he should have taken them. I got him right here.
Oh man,
but yeah,
that's,
but you know, I always say there's like a bridge of knowing what you should do and why you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Like there's that small bridge. It's like, yeah, you know, when the ones where you say like, I'm getting my life together today, all I have to do this, that, and that.
Yeah.
And it gets to it, it's like, bro, how do I get to this bridge? Like, how do I do it? Like, I know what to do, but how?
Yeah.
But it seems simple, but it's just like a mental block. But Shout outs to her, man. I like her personally, man.
Nah, she used to crack me up with that because we'd have the conversation all the time. Oh, I mean, okay, like, anyway. I mean, it's a sad boy, isn't it? So
yeah.
Cush, we should talk about ex-girlfriends and such.
I miss mine. Whoops, did I say that?
Wait, is it you then?
It's you.
No, I said
I think it's me.
No,
it's you. Ludo just went, it's you. It's you. It's
yeah.
You.
Oh, it's me? All right, yeah. Cool. My one's a bit lengthy.
Go on.
Pause.
But damn, where'd it go? I had to screenshot it.
You say you lost all that length?
Yeah.
Man, give away for height.
This is a Joe Budden one, yeah? There's two of them. So, but you get lonely and call me. Wait. Oh, yeah. So, your people tell you, ignore me and say it simply. But you get lonely and call me. That always tempts me. We get caught in the moment and then we fall back. Then I get horny and you take that as a callback. So...
Damn.
Mm-hmm. What he's trying to say, you see that first line when you know her friends are saying, why are you with this guy?
That nigga, bum.
And it's like, there's something special.
Yeah. You wouldn't get it.
We got a connection.
You wouldn't get it.
We locked in for life. But you see the last one, yeah? He said, I get horny and you accept that as a callback. You see, when you spin the block on a babe, just because you're dick is on rock.
Yeah.
Mm. And they think, I got this nigga.
I got his back.
Nah, I'm just horny. Yeah. Like, that's just it. That is just it. They think it's a W.
Yeah, it's not the emotional, it's just the physical.
It's just literally.
I gotta get my rocks off.
This is all I got right now. Like, my black book's empty. Like, fuck it. Fuck it.
Yeah, it gets like that sometimes. It really do be getting like that.
But the second bit is, where is it? God damn. All right, cool. It's gone.
Oh, did you screenshot it?
Yeah.
I wrote mine down. Oh, I had lyric cards all, but I wrote it down. Innit?
Yeah, I wrote mine down as well.
But yeah, then at the end of that song, yeah, he says, maybe we can fuck one last time.
I hear it. That's what you're going out of a bank. Sometimes
Joe Budden has got lyrics. Until this day, he's got the most toxic line when he says, I lied to you because the truth had none of your business. It was none of your business.
That's crazy.
That like, the truth was none of your business. I got ego too.
Yeah. Now, Joe Budden, always, man. He's a great rapper. When I'm in my sad bag.
I can't lie. Joe Budden, that's the thing with Joe Budden because he hasn't rapped in so long, but Joe Budden was nice.
Yeah.
Joe Budden was really, really nice.
He had the antics. He was a good rapper, yeah.
He could really rap. It's just, yeah, the
antics. That nigga, back in like 2013 times, yeah, he used to kill me because he'd kind of like me, to randomly spill his life onto Twitter. Just one story.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, fucking this one girl. She comes in the club, drags me out, da da da. And when he's like talking about hiding underneath his ex's bed.
Yeah.
Have you heard that story? The nigga broke into her house.
Brian.
Broke into her house, yeah. Fuck? And then he was just hiding in underneath her bed.
What's the matter with him?
Bro, you know that he's not all there.
Yeah,
cool. I always feel like,
Have you heard him on Tuckstone's podcast?
Nah.
He's not all there.
Yeah.
That's the funniest. You see that? That is the funniest episode. That is the funniest episode of a podcast. Because you know what it is, yeah? Tuckstone, in a way, Tuckstone kind of, not exposed him, but Tuckstone kind of like brought a lot of his flaws to light.
Mm.
But I kind of feel like Joe won because as the podcast goes on, yeah, Tax is kind of like trying to like poke fun at him a little bit. But Joe's just picking him apart.
Yeah.
Picking him apart. Slowly. Because every time Tax, because you know what Tax from the block, innit? So it's that when Tax, one of them guys were like, if he says something, he's expecting a certain kind of response.
Yeah.
Because Joe is so different. Like, he's a square almost, innit? It's like.
He's very articulate. I hate articulate people.
It's not even that he's articulate. It's because he's such a sociopath where it's like, he can't see nuance. Like, he takes everything. So if I say like a metaphor, he'll take it literally.
Oh, yeah. Me? But I'm like that as well. Like, I've always said this, I'm a literal person. Like, yeah. I don't get people, sometimes I don't get sarcasm because I was like, oh shit, like, you know the ones where I can't explain it, like a past thing, but I literally take everything as just what it is. Yeah.
That's the thing. So then it's like, you picking at Tax, picking at him. And the funny thing is the way he does it is that Tax thinks he's winning, but he's not. Like Joe Budden's in control the whole time.
Yeah.
And like,
he just loses it.
Like, Tax tries to antagonize him, like, oh, did you beat that girl up? Or did... It's not funny though, is it?
No, but I'm saying it's like you see when Charlamagne was like, who the hell your sister?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
He was like, did you beat her up? He goes, oh, did Wu-Tang snuff you? Like, he's like, And then Joe's just like not giving him what he wants. Yeah. And then by the time he gets to the end of the interview, Tax just loses his mind. Like, Tax loses his head. It's so funny. It's so funny. It's like it's only like 50 minutes. You need to listen to it. I'm it's fucking hilarious.
It ended early because nothing
had Tax ended early.
What, it lasted 15 minutes?
50.
Oh, about to say, I think
loses his head. Tax episodes usually like two hours, yeah, hour and a half. Like, Tax's head was on the moon. Nah. And Rory was there as well, waffling in the back.
It's you though, isn't
it? Oh, yeah? Cool. What have I got here? Cool.
You got it?
You know how you just said about how, like, you always got that one, yeah? I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? As painful as this thing has been, I just can't be with no one else.
Sorry, no, sorry. What, say again? I drifted off.
I said, ADHD ass niggas. I said, I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? As painful as this thing has been, I just can't be with no one else.
You see, when...
No matter how painful it is, bro, you know she's home.
See, the ones where you get the text
home
off you.
Home is where the heart is, man.
Home is where the heart is.
For real, man.
You see, when you break up with your shorty, you'll be like, yeah, like, I know we're done, but you're always going to be the one. You're like, yeah. I'm going to move on, but just know, I'm going to still be thinking about you. Like, I've been there too many times.
Too many times.
Question.
Go on.
How many times do you think you've been in love?
Three times.
Twice.
Three times. I don't even...
Twice.
I'd say... I always think it's love. At the start. I think it's, I always think it's love at the start. But love... once. Yeah. Once.
With that, I've loved multiple, but in love.
Oh, in love. I've always said I've loved...
there's a difference, isn't it? In
love. No, yeah. No, okay. So, sorry. I've loved many in love with... I was in love with one. Yeah.
Two.
Maybe. And you see that heartbreak is where that's when you know that heartbreak is like when that she goes, it's like, yeah. Nigga, you know when you're not eating?
Yeah.
Ain't sleeping.
You know what it is? It's just like being in love with someone or loving someone is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always have love for someone, but when you're in love with someone, it's stupid. Yeah.
It takes over.
And a nigga like me, I love hard, man. Like, I'm an emotional guy, innit?
Sound like one of the Mexican babes on Twitter.
You see, I can't lie.
My toxic trait is I love her.
Do you know what it is? It's not a toxic trait. I don't think it's toxic.
It's not.
Nah, it's not toxic.
That's what people say silly.
I feel like that's the way life should be. Yeah. Like you should, I shouldn't
we're,
have-
We're emotional beings, we're humans, isn't it? That's why we got this, you know, these massive
brains. AC, I'm a human being, I'm human.
But the thing is, I'll never hold back my love for someone. Mm-hmm. Just be like, shit, I don't know if it'll work out or, that's like saying, I hold back love on the homies. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what's the word? He might, I don't know, slime me out. It's like, all right, cool.
That's him, but I'm
still. You know what I mean?
The thing is, it's like, even, obviously, God forbid, but it's like, let's say one of the homies passes. Like, you don't want that bread going to his grave not knowing how much you actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
you never want that to be a situation. It's like, I always talk about it. I don't think I've ever spoken about this on the podcast. But I had a friend who I went to school with. I'm not going to say his name out of respect. Mm. But he passed away. He took his own life back in early 2016. Went to school with him, and we were never like best friends, but we were cool. We were close, especially in school. And we kind of drifted apart as we kind of got older, because obviously like he was a year above me, so he went and did whatever he was doing. But I used to bump into him a lot because he obviously lived in the end. And he was just the coolest guy ever, always smiling. Used to see him all the time. I think I even bumped into him like a week or two before he passed. Mm-hmm. And even though every time I saw him, it was love and I always held him up, I don't think I ever really told him.
Yeah.
What he meant to, yeah.
What, how much I, because it was always one of them ones for, I always just felt like, because he would always message me every so often, innit? Like even before, way when we were younger, yo, you good, blah, blah, blah. Even he was the year above me, when I was younger, I'd see him, he'd always get me. Mm. And I just feel like that was a big regret of mine. That like, I feel like he knew that I had love for him, but I don't feel like he ever truly knew to the extent.
I feel like guys that do a lot, it's like.
He knows, but that, let them know, innit?
I feel like guys were so excellent at showing love.
Yeah.
But I've always said like.
Saying it can go a long way.
Yeah, like, because you might show love in a way where he doesn't see it. He's like, no, that's just Atlas being Atlas. Yeah, sure. And then he might do something that he shows that he's got love for you, but you won't even recognize it. So you have to like.
You have to love them how they want to be loved, love language.
Yeah, yeah, but then you just have to, sometimes you just have to say it. Like,
yeah.
You see them drunken ones
yeah.
from the homies. It's like, yeah. like everyone says like, oh, I get. At the time, I'm like, this nigga's drunk, but I'm secretly like, big bro, man.
I remember this needle nigga was off. I'm not gonna say what he was off. Manchester, the nigga grabbed me. Yo, I love you, bro. I was like, bro,
it's real.
I never thought I'd heard Luda be so emotional. It was crazy. I was like, bro, oh, I love you, bro. You get me. Shout out Manchester, man. Shout out
Manchester
for real. That was a good night there. Yeah. Still,
back to me.
Hush on that one.
Yeah. Keeping a low low. Cool. So why you wanna love me so bad? Why you wanna love me so bad? Have you heard about my miserable past, critical past, pitiful past? I swear no matter what I touch, it breaks.
Who's that?
Black. Worst luck. Hey. That's that one where self-sabotage, when you feel like you don't deserve the love that woman is giving.
The worst thing is
that nigga in a happy relationship. Don't mean niggas lying in their raps.
Do you know what the worst thing is?
It relate to me. You might be lying, but
the worst thing is, yeah, when you know, yeah, like you ain't good for someone, but like you still keep him around, but you're just like, yo, like I'm fucked up. Yeah. And you try telling them, I'm like, yo, I'm actually fucked up.
I'm not good for you.
But they just like, I want to change you. It's like,
that actually happened to me before, where I said to this girl, I'm fucked up. Like at the moment where I was in my life at the time, I said, I've got a lot going on right now. You want X.
I can't provide
it. I can give you Y.
Yeah.
If Y isn't enough, tell me now so we can save ourselves. No, it's fine. Like, I get it. I understand. I'm here for you. And then a few months down the line, you realize it's not what you want. But it's like, I warned you. Mm. You get me?
The thing is, yeah, sometimes you just got to accept, yeah. Women don't want to accept that it's like, you're just a part-time, just enjoy us together for now.
Yeah.
But they'll never accept it because they always want a little fling to be like, I think it's to tell the girls, like, yeah, we're kind of talking.
Yeah.
But it should just be, we're just enjoying ourselves, yeah, whatever. It is what it is, like, but then you can't really tell that to a girl nowadays because it's like, you see when a girl's like, oh, if it's just sex, let me know. He's like, it's just sex. And she's like, I'm out. Like, what the fuck? You told me to be honest and now you're gone. And it's like,
you have to be honest.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you see, for me, people will say like, lie to women. Okay, I don't always tell women the truth. Okay.
I don't lie, but I don't say the truth.
But my thing is that I've never lied about my intentions.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No woman can ever say that, like, Atlas said he wanted to wife me and then beat and bailed. Like, no woman can ever say that. Because I've never done that. I probably lied to you in the confines of whatever we had agreed.
I lied about my persona.
Like, I might have lied about...
I'm a fake nigga.
I might have lied about...
Gotcha, bitch.
Where I was or whatever. Like, just things like that. General lies, what lies you tell when you're talking to someone. But in terms of my intentions, I've never lied about my intentions because my thing is, I feel like you feel that you're a goofy. Mm. It's like, if I have to hoodwink you into a pseudo-relationship to smash, then come on, dog. Like,
meant to be.
Bro, I can't lie. You can go Paddington for like 50 bug. If it's that deep for you to... Like, it's not that deep, bro.
I think we got... Oh yeah, I think got one round because we started early. What's on the clock? What time? Do you know what time we started? Cool. My one is Jay-Z, Song Cry.
Oh, cool.
The GOAT.
I was just fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back.
Just wait there.
This nigga's the goal.
Just
the
wait.
Goal.
Where you going?
Where you going?
You know that when they're coming home from somewhere and your mum's leaving?
Where you going?
I'm on my way back.
You know the ones where your mum's like, yeah, you can get a lift, but I'm leaving right now. Like, oh. But you see,
I'm leaving right now. I got to go home.
Why are you getting hasty?
Hey.
It's like a buffet. I know the food is there, but I want to try a bit of this, you know?
That's so crazy.
Jay-Z's the funniest guy, man.
I hear it.
You don't
bro.
Get up and leave just like that. Oh, man.
The GOAT.
That's the GOAT, man.
The GOAT.
Oh, man. Damn.
Back to you, bro.
Damn. I don't know if I want to anymore.
Hey, come on, bro.
Damn. New
niggas in the last round.
Yeah. Niggas got me.
Arms ain't swinging.
Arms are shot. It's a shot fire.
Niggas got me. All right. This is, see this bar here? I know Jay-Z's the GOAT. But this lyric here is from who I think is the best artist ever, innit? Yeah. I know you got someone and I got somebody too, but I'm unhappy and I miss the shit we used to do. I miss your smile, your mouth, your laughter. Baby, never bumped into your account before or after.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I missed it again.
Nah, you're taking a piss.
No, do you know what it is?
You're taking a piss.
No, I was lining mine up and then you start, no.
You went crazy. Who is that?
D'Angelo.
Oh. Can I say it again, please? Sorry.
I know you got someone and I got somebody too, but I'm unhappy and I miss the shit we used to do. I miss your smile, your mouth. I miss your smile, your mouth, your laughter. Baby, wow. Never bumped into your kind before or after.
Jesus Christ.
That D'Angelo. Mouth.
Real life.
That mouth.
Hey, you said it.
That nigga said, I missed that top. Hey, so someone said it, yeah.
I only want that top.
Someone said it, yeah. So he said something like, a nigga could have dementia, forget all his memory.
But, all his kids, all his grandkids.
But ask him who gave him the best top. Hey, think quickly. Who gave you the best top?
I'm not saying
anything about love. But you know.
Hey,
easy.
She ain't.
We're never in a chicken dinner for real.
You know when she sucks your soul out, you're just left like with nothing left.
No, outside the crib like Smithers.
Oh my days.
Are you stalking a crib like that nigga from You?
Oh man.
Or under the bed like Ely, Michael Ely.
You're gonna run up in a crib like Sheck Wes, Justine.
Hear him out.
I'm done. I've
got another one in the skull, split. I know I broke your heart. I hurt your feelings, but I got feelings too. Fucked another bitch by a cat and got me like your kitty do. Come back home to me, see.
That's a cry. That's a cry.
I mean, that's like, I've never cheated. So I'm gonna put it like this. Like when you come out of one situation and go into another.
And it's just not hitting.
And it's just not the same.
It's just not the same. The thing is, it's kind of selfish because I know I hurt you, but now you're hurting me.
Yeah.
By, you know.
You're hurting me by depriving me of the goods.
Yeah.
You get me?
I'm gonna tell, this one's a very long, lengthy one.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. But is it Bobby Womack?
Yeah.
So.
I think it was Slimy.
That's a slimy nigga.
Slimy.
That's a slimy nigga.
I wish you never trusted me so much. What?
So it starts from the first line. I'm the best friend he's got. I give him the shirt off my back. He knows he can trust me with his life. But each time he leaves me alone with his wife. I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much. How can he be so blind? We both got the same good taste. He should know when he's gone on those business trips. I can't help watching his woman without losing my grip. I said, yeah.
Nigga, that is not related. Have you ever had sex with one of your brethren's girls?
Yeah.
Damn. God damn.
God damn. Do you know what is an accident?
It was an accident. Oh, you just fell into some pussy.
Hey, man, it happens.
Do you know what it was? He will know as well. I think he listens. But we talk. Nah, he wouldn't listen. But yeah.
Have you guys established it?
Huh?
Have you guys established
Kinda.
It? So this is your brethren and his girl cheated on him with you.
I wouldn't say his girl. But I've had it done to me, though.
But one of your brethren?
Yeah.
Like you lot and your, like,
do you know what it was? Like, well, my one was a misunderstanding, a miscommunication between two good brothers. It was more of like, I really liked a girl, yeah, and was talking for time, but he already thought I was talking to someone else, and he hopped up, he was chatting to her, the other girl,
spun the block, and then the situation was a solid,
and he smashed her, and then he's telling me now, and he's like, yeah, you know, so and so, like, yeah, beat it out, da da da. I'm in shock. Like, I'm in shock. Like, I'm thinking me and this girl getting mad serious.
Then I got to put in a crippler crossface.
But the thing is, I didn't disclose it to him that me and her were chatting, but he had, I think he had an idea. I brought it up, but you see when you're like,
they had the incline.
Yeah, the incline. But it was one of the, it was back in the days where we was young, where we were chatting to nothing.
Yes, right? Oh yes.
It was like, I think it was like BBM days.
I get it.
I had a whole category of girls. Like, I could pull up one ping, yo, you up?
I know you had a group links with a Z instead of an X.
Yeah. Them slimy days, but yeah. I've done dirt in my life, but I am not the same man I am today. Happy to say that.
Sometimes it's time to collect.
Yeah, a cheater can change his spots.
Cool. I'm insecure, but I can't help it. My mind says move on, my heart lags behind. But I don't love you anymore. I'm so insecure. Never knew that love did this.
Love can make you do some fucking shit, bro.
Love. What?
It make you act out of character.
Yeah, what? Oh my god. Sometimes I'll be doing like, shit.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've done out of love before we wrap this
up? I'm not saying it on camera.
Yeah, I'm not saying it on camera.
Ah, okay. The craziest thing I've done, yeah. The craziest thing I've done, yeah, is one crazy thing. Oh, shit. I never forget. Crazy thing I done is got a text saying, "Ah, like I miss you." Text, yeah. Drove from North to South London, so that was like 1 hour and 20 minutes, 1.5 hours.
Same nigga who was shaming Stormzy for doing the reverse thing to ride up for Chip.
Who, me?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's different. That's beef. I'm getting some pussy.
Love not war. Love not war. Love not war.
But yeah. So I drove like 1.5 hours, and I remember I pull up to the petrol station. You know, like, you need anything? She's like, nah, like nothing. All right, cool. Like, I'm just going in here. Took about 5 minutes. Pull up to the yard now, and she's not answering.
You told this story before.
Yeah. I'm like, yo. Pick up.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me. Yo, I'm calling your phone. Like, yeah, I was like, ha, ah, like very funny. And I knew what window she had. I'm throwing rocks. Nigga, I'm throwing rocks. No. Doof. Doof. And
nigga throwing rocks. I just started throwing fireworks.
Hey, and do you know what is, yeah? All I could imagine, yeah. You see, when you get so traumatized, like you start thinking of shit. Mm. All I could just imagine a nigga just drawing the curtains, looking at me. Like, nigga, go home, bozo. And I must have just been...
You're a real nigga right now. You know, like you straight out come to when they go to the hotel?
Yeah.
You're a real nigga dick right now.
Hey, babe, the nigga that last 30 seconds said... huh? You told him? But yeah.
How does he know?
But it happened once. It don't happen usually.
But I remember driving home. And I got a text from her. She's like, oh, shit. I just woke up. And I was just like... I was like, yeah, right. Do you know, I was telling myself that there was another guy there, yeah, just to, so I didn't drive back.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, the one good thing is, yeah.
Okay.
Before we wrap
she
up.
She could have fell asleep. How long after did she message you?
Like 25 minutes.
Though. She could have fell asleep.
Yeah, she could have, but for me right there.
She probably did fall asleep. She might have just like passed
out. But do you know what is? Do you know what is? You see when you get a great opportunity to have one up on your girl.
Yeah.
Where you could just be fake mad. She was like... And she's like, I'll make you some lasagna or some shit. You take that W. You have to be fake mad when your girl does something innocently, like fall asleep. You just be like, yeah, right. When you know the truth, but you just have to take the dub, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, oh shit, 2 minutes is up. This is episode...
53?
53. We're on our way to 100. Mm-hmm. But thanks, guys, for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed...
Sad Boys FM.
Sad Boys FM. Provide, send us your Sad Boy lyrics as well.
Yeah, just like last time.
We're gonna get in our bag and our vibe with it. We'll update this,
we're updating the playlist as well.
Also, this is coming out on my birthday, so say something nice.
Oh yeah.
Say something nice.
About, all right, cool.
Joining 25 plus to it, that's crazy.
Nigga sad about it. Welcome.
Nigga said welcome.
Go start a family. Go get a job.
I've heard it. Nigga.
You tweet and you 26.
But love for the listeners.
Love everyone. Like, share, subscribe.